This episode of 2MTL is dedicated to the memory of Caroline John, who played Liz Shaw, the Third Doctor's companion, one of the earliest companions who was far more than an assistant.
You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Late in May, I asked folks in a completely accurate and scientific Facebook poll what their favorite feel-good episode of Doctor Who is. Whether funny, triumphant, sentimental, or powerful, what's the one episode that you can always go to for lifting your spirits on a down day? To my shock, not a single one of you voted for Time and the Rani. Instead, winners included the Series 5 finale The Big Bang, The Five Doctors, The Doctor Dances, The 11th Hour, and City of Death, and there was one vote for The Horns of Nymon. The thing that made me ask the question is that, for a lot of folks I know, and I'll also admit myself, the last couple of months have been difficult ones. For some reason, a lot of us are facing hard truths of some kind about ourselves, our families, our relationships. And given that a lot of my friends are Doctor Who fans, I've been seeing many of them taking comfort in episodes of our favorite family-friendly science fantasy horror show. But Doctor Who doesn't automatically come to mind on my mental list of feel-good entertainment. Ask a non-fan and they might come up with inspirational movies like Chariots of Fire or Stand and Deliver. In contrast, for much of its life, especially in the classic series, Doctor Who hasn't gone in for sentimentality, and inspirational moments are also comparatively few. And even then, they're inspirational moments usually for our hero who can do things that we can't hope to achieve for ourselves. So why does Doctor Who help its fans feel better at a low ebb? For one thing, our hero may be beyond us, but he's still a role model of perseverance and, usually, kindness. Nostalgia is a component also, with almost 50 years of stories of such variety that there's always one that perfectly meshes with our personalities and our desires for entertainment. And of course, entertainment is the key word, as with so many of the Doctor's fictional companions, we can step into the blue box and leave our concerns behind, while joining with a community of fellow fans from across time and space. Modern Doctor Who is more sentimental than its predecessor, of course, with punch-the-air moments designed to make you cheer, but it's the familiarity, longevity, quality, and community of the show, I think, that tie young and old fans to it. And as sources of solace are concerned, that certainly fits the bill. If you'd like to cast your vote on my old poll for what your favorite feel-good episode of Doctor Who is, just visit the Facebook page at facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. I'm on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord as well. The 2-Minute Time Lord podcast is on iTunes, where you can leave a review if you'd be so kind, and I'll see you again in a few days. Thanks for listening.